Praying together. Illumine our darkness, we pray, O Lord, by the light of your holy gospel, and grant that in the midst of the tumult and clamor of the voices that fill on our ears, we may discern what clear voice of our Master, your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
This morning's lessons will come from Romans 13, 11 through 14, and Matthew 24, 36 through 44. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness and in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
Hey guys, how are you? Yeah, I did.
What's in there?
Well, I have a question for you. I have a question for you guys. Do you guys have trouble? Wait a second. Do you guys have trouble waiting for things?
No.
You don't have trouble waiting.
Yes.
You do? What do you have trouble waiting for?
I had trouble waiting for the trolley.
You did? That's really good. Hey, buddy, how are you?
How are you, honey? What do you have trouble waiting for? Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
Right? On your shirt, right?
Minnie Mouse.
Oh, that's so cute. That's so cute, your little Minnie Mouse. Well, I have trouble waiting for Christmas. I have trouble waiting for things. I am a person.
I'm a person that likes to be.
Yeah. Well, I have trouble. I'm like an instant gratifier. Like I want to be instantly gratified, like a lot of times. So, well, I want to be like I want it right now. Like I want my presents today.
Christmas,
do you think I could have my presents today?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Understand that one. I'm waiting to wrap gifts. I'm waiting
what
to do
that.
But anyway, also, those are boxes because I'm going to wrap my niece and nephew's gifts in those boxes. Okay? What else do we have to wait for? What else is coming? What else is coming Christmas? The birth of who?
I can't.
The birth of
God!
Yes, exactly.
I can't wait for that.
And
I can't wait for Christmas. I can't.
That is a beautiful. This is a beautiful time of the year,
no,
and everyone.
The most exciting part is opening presents.
Well, it is, but part of opening gifts and.
The most exciting part of mine is gonna be I'm going to Disney
World. Yeah. Oh, that's gonna be wonderful, and you're waiting for that, right?
When? I'm going to Disney World.
When? Disney World?
Well, guys. I was trying to say that we are waiting
for the birth of Jesus, and this is a special time of year. Also, Mrs. E is hot chocolate later, so, you know, because we're going to be getting snow, so I want to give
Thank
one of these
you.
Out to each one of you.
I already got one.
What
okay.
is this?
Did everybody get a hot chocolate? Okay, well, I'm going to...
This is hot chocolate.
Yes, it is. I'm going to leave them right here, okay? If anybody didn't get one.
Guys, why don't you come back and we'll pray, huh? No? They're excited about hot chocolate, huh? Well, I'll pray for them
okay.
and for all of us,
all
right?
Thank you, Pastor.
All right. Okay. Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you for the time of Advent, for this season of coming, when we celebrate that you are coming to us. And we pray that we would be able to prepare well for that time when we celebrate the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen. You know, Advent really is my favorite time of year. I love the anticipation of Christmas. You know, when you're waiting for something to come and it's exciting, the Christmas tree goes up and you start to see presents appear under it. When I was little, my parents would wrap presents and actually put them under the tree, and we were not allowed to, you know, touch them or shake them. Of course, I did. There was famously the year that my dad laid down to take a nap, and I unwrapped all the presents and had to rewrap all of them again. That one gets told way too often. I'm not going to tell it again here. But when you're kids, there is this excitement and anticipation, and you can feel it. As parents, it gets harder to manage their behavior. As teachers, you can tell the closer you get to Christmas, it's like they get injected with all of these chocolates and candy canes and all these different things, and everyone is just so excited. Of course, our culture is so excited too, right? We had Black Friday on Friday. Retailers are all really excited because, you know, they finally make money. I don't know what they've been doing for the first, you know, 11 months of the year. They finally get into the black. And as a people, we let the worst of ourselves come out. Did you know that there's a place you can go on the internet that has a running tally of the number of workers that are killed on Black Friday by rampaging hordes of people that need their flat screen televisions? Yeah. Merry Christmas to all, right? I think we need Advent. We need the tension of having to wait for something, to not just rush in like crazy people into this season of Christmas, lest we miss out on what it's actually all about. And so, we're used to, in the season of Advent, hearing, you know, angels telling Mary and Joseph about the coming birth of Jesus. But today's lesson from the Gospels is a little bit jarring then to us, right? We don't have angels and shepherds and O Holy Night. We have the kingdom of God is coming like a thief in the night. When I was in sixth grade, my dad and I were out running some errands. We came home and went in our back door, and I was walking through our living room, and I noticed that by the front door, there were little shards of wood on the floor. And so I walked over and kind of took a closer look, and I could see that the door was slightly ajar. And there were pieces of the deadbolt lock and the doorknob laying next to the door. While we were out running errands, in broad daylight, someone had gone on the busiest street in our neighborhood with a very busy gas station across the street and had put their size 12 shoe right through the lock in our front door. Have you ever had this happen? Have you ever had a house that you've been living in broken into before? There is this feeling of absolute dread, right? There's outrage, but there's also this fear. What if the person, what if you came home and you caught them and they are still in the house somewhere? Or what's missing? And you start to kind of look around, right? And in my parents' room, the mattress had been tossed aside onto the floor and all of their drawers were open. Some of my mom's jewelry was missing. The TV was still there and all that stuff. But you kind of walk around and the police come and they take their report. But over the next days and weeks, you start to notice that you're missing things. And they're not things that are terribly, you know, valuable, but you just start to wonder, am I simply missing it? Have I simply misplaced this thing? Is it somewhere in the house? Or did someone break in and steal it? It's a very unsettling feeling to have your home broken into. And yet this is the analogy that Jesus uses about the coming kingdom of God. It's going to be surprise, unsuspected. That day, if we had known that someone was going to break into the house, we might have stayed home. We might have made sure that there was extra reinforcement up against the door. We might have been ready. We might have been prepared. But these things happen and you don't know it's going to happen. Jesus says that is what the coming kingdom of God is like. So how does one possibly prepare themselves for something that comes so unexpectedly and so violently? How do we, as the people of God, prepare ourselves for the coming day of the Lord? This is a great question. And unfortunately, we don't know when it's happening. For the Apostle Paul, writing to the church in Rome, he was under the impression that it was going to come in his time. And so he gives some advice for us. Good advice, probably. Don't be given to drunkenness and orgies and sexual immorality and all those kinds of things. Apparently the Apostle Paul never went to a Christmas party. You guys ever been to Christmas parties that get a little bit out of hand? Right, there have been movies made about this, right? The office Christmas party that, you know, you get into the Christmas cheer just a little bit too much and all these wild and crazy things happen. A little bit dramatic. So, okay, so we know the obvious things. But what about the stuff that exists in our hearts? The sin that isn't so outward. The greed, the envy, the inability to be patient with our fellow human beings, our lack of understanding and our lack of conscientiousness that is on full display in those Black Friday crazy things that happen, but believe me, those are only outward manifestations of things that exist in our hearts all the time. Paul says the gift of the Holy Spirit in our midst prepares us for this coming kingdom. That could come right around the corner. And so Advent is this season of preparation. It's not something that we do just one time. It's not one day set aside for us to prepare and then we're prepared, like the day that we, you know, set up our Christmas tree or whatever. It's like if you screwed in a different light bulb into the tree every single day over the course of an entire month. We have this entire season before us to prepare. It's not about being sentimental. It's about doing the hard work. Because spirituality is hard work. It is hard work, isn't it? Being faithful is hard because there's a lot to distract us. And in this season especially, there's a lot to distract us from the hard work of preparation. All around us, our society is trying to force us into Christmas, and then on December 26th, it all goes away. But can we, for at least a week or two, lean into these words of Advent? Because what Paul and Jesus and the prophet Isaiah, what they're all talking about all throughout this season is waking up to the realities that are present in our world. Waking up to what's really going on inside of ourselves, in our society as a whole. Jesus talks about this at length in Matthew 24. We'll have to wait another week for baby Jesus, which, if we're honest, we like baby Jesus a lot more than this Jesus. Right? Baby Jesus is quiet. Little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. But this is a Jesus who cries out loud about what's happening in the society that he's living in and looking ahead to the society that we live in. And so Advent is a wake-up call for us. And I heard something this week I'd love to share. In our society, the sound of Christmas coming is the jingle bells on the sleigh. But in Isaiah's time, the sound of the coming Messiah is the sound of a hammer on an anvil. When swords are beaten into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks, the weapons of war and destruction turned into tools of community building, cultivation, planting. Beautiful words that Iris read for us from the prophet Isaiah in this morning's Advent candle reading. There's a lot of war. There's a lot of consumption of materials, of people present in our world today. But Isaiah gives us this vision. The sound of swords and spears being beaten into plows and pruning hooks. The sounds of the coming kingdom of God that'll come unexpectedly before we know it. We can circle December 25th on our calendars as the day that we know that our celebration of Christmas is coming, but we don't know the day or the hour when Christ will come again. And so in Advent, we wait. We wait for that day when the kingdom of God arrives in its fullness, and we prepare ourselves for the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the Apostles' Creed, every week we say that Jesus will come back from heaven to judge the living and the dead. All of creation standing before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. And so we prepare. We prepare by attending to our inner spiritual life. We prepare by practicing justice and mercy with our neighbors and with those who are in need. It's time for us to wake up, people of God, to the coming kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That'll come as unexpectedly as a size 12 boot through our front doors. Let's pray together. Almighty God, we thank you for the opportunity to prepare, for the way that this season set aside for us helps us to think about our lives, our inward motives, our outward actions, and how best we prepare for the coming of your kingdom. In this season of Advent, send your Holy Spirit to us to show us how we need to change, what we need to do, how we ought to live. And as we now prepare to come around your table, we pray for this opportunity that we have to be in full communion with you and with one another. May we be at peace with you, with our fellow humanity. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you're able to stand, would you stand with me as we profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed? People of God, what do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.